This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aull.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So I say the letters TMZ to you. What do you think, Jasmine?
I think that's the 30-mile zone, but that's also I believe that's what they stand for, right?
Yeah,
but Harvey Levin is the one who runs TMZ, and that's celebrity dirt, celebrity gossip.
The reputation of this organization, TMZ, the celebrity dirt, you know, I think it's kind of changed over the years where maybe you didn't really trust them when they started out. It was just kind of a snarky celebrity reporting organization. And while they still do a lot of that, they do some true journalism too, if you're into reporting on celebrity type of gossip type of things.
Yeah, they definitely have that corner of the business. When it comes to celebrity news, they are way ahead of any other news organization.
But I say, you know, my point is they've done some actual investigative journalism.
Yeah, they, as I understand it, they employ hundreds of people. And they have people all over the place checking out. I mean, they have people following celebrities. That's obvious from, you know, all the videos you will see when they post, and they have people following people out there. But they're always checking in, and they put a lot of money into knowing what's going on in Hollywood.
I think that yes, TMZ does do some real journalism, but I think it's important to put it in context is that for every one or two things that they do that have real journalistic merit, where there is where things are properly sourced and properly reported, they do thousands of things that are gossip mongering, borderline stalking, and things that I don't want associated with our business. So, you know, yes, they have broken some big stories and sourced them correctly and done a good job, but I don't think that every once in a while doing something above repute qualifies you as being reputable all the time.
So would you classify any of the TMZ reporters as true news reporters? What do you see them as?
I'd want to look specifically at the reporter and the totality of their work before I'd want to make that decision. But, you know, when they're just following celebrities around with cameras and recording everything they do for hours and hours on end so that they can get that 15 or 20 second clip of them picking their nose or yelling at somebody who cut them off in traffic so that it can be on the web and then on that TMZ television show, you know, I don't think that qualifies as news. But then again, when, you know, a big celebrity death or, you know, where there's court papers and they follow a trail, yeah, that's real journalism. But I don't know if I know enough about it to be able to call out a specific reporter in one way or another. I'm just thinking about the totality of what I've seen from TMZ.
I just want to be clear, Jonathan, I'm not praising this organization. I'm just kind of surprised that once in a while we get some actual investigative reporting, that it's not just celebrity gossip, but we're actually seeing some forms of journalism. I'll also say something we haven't mentioned is that they sometimes pay for information. Mm-hmm. They pay sources, and I don't think that is correct for a journalism organization to pay for information.
Yeah, but we're seeing that with plenty of, I think, at least TV news organizations. We've seen that.
To get the exclusive interview, yeah. Whatever the case might be.
You know, I think there's a parallel here, though, and that is really how sports journalism has evolved as well. Because, you know, if you take an organization like ESPN, certainly at the beginning all it was is scores and highlights and, you know, pretty fluff stuff. But then they do have this – And most of it still is, but then they have the wing like Outside the Lines or, you know, some of their more investigative units that have done some amazing journalism as well. And I think that is another example of a media organization where most of what they do isn't journalism, but then they'll have a little piece of what they do that is. And I think that you're probably going to see more and more of that, that these media organizations that have you know, they do most of what they do isn't journalism, but then they'll have a little journalism in there. And I think it's important for consumers and other professionals to kind of be able to look at what's good and what's bad and differentiate those two things and take them for what they are.
And it's a shame with ESPN because some of the documentaries they have produced have been outstanding. Mm-hmm. And I wish we could see more of that type of reporting on a day-to-day basis from ESPN. But we instead get a lot of snark and fluff, much like you would see on TMZ.
Yeah, and I'll tell you my experience with TMZ working in the news business. Back in 2009, on my last day at Fox in Las Vegas, we learned of Michael Jackson's death. So my last day of work, I remember very vividly because Michael Jackson died, which is a huge story just obviously for the nation. But our local angle was that Michael Jackson also had a home in Vegas, and he would come and he would be there, you know, months out of the year. So we learned of Michael Jackson's death from TMZ, but we held that story until we had a second reputable news organization confirm that because we were afraid to go with TMZ. And back in 2009, and, you know, even to this day in some circumstances, people are still afraid to go with TMZ because a lot of news organizations don't see TMZ as reputable factual news. But you see that changing over time. And TMZ has broken plenty of different stories about celebrities, even with, I think, the Ray Rice assault, where they had the elevator footage of him knocking out his, I think, fiance at the time. So, I mean, you see plenty of things that TMZ has their foot in the door with people, but that's also because they have the resources to do that, and they do pay people off.
I was just going to say, I do believe they paid for the video of that elevator incident.
Yeah.
So, again, we're getting into murky ethical waters.
Right.
And but they're also, you know, I think the thing that makes TMZ successful is that they are very, very good at something that people want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that as we continue to have these discussions every week, if we want to talk about the ways to improve journalism, it starts with a public wanting better journalism because the marketplace will respond to that desire. And if there was a desire for well-reported investigative pieces on public policy and the state of our country, there would be, you know, a lot more of that and maybe a little less TMZ.
Or Entertainment Tonight, which I think is sort of like a predecessor to TMZ.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't have the same investigative or the same sort of attitude, but I think Entertainment Tonight is where we started to see a larger focus on celebrity news rather than real news, and it was popular, and so you start seeing more of that type of reporting, and you end up with an organization like TMZ.
Yeah, if people want better news, then they need to get behind it, like you said, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, is that if the money's not there, people won't fund it.
All right. With that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.